Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All Geek Movie Cast, episode 327, I hope. I'm one of your hosts, Jim. Yes, I am always on vacation, gassed. Joined by Corey Feinside.
Hey.
Mike Sneedy, who always is working.
Right now.
Yeah. And Tony Korkanakis.
Oi.
Who always says, ready? I really, really,
really. Yep.
The camera, this is like, the always podcast.
Yeah. I haven't done that in... I didn't do it last week.
Ah, come on. You had to have with Microsoft last week. I'm sure you did. We just didn't see it.
We didn't record last week, so.
I'm sure you did, though. Like, that's what I mean.
All I know is, there was no video last week, listeners and viewers. In fact, I haven't even listened to all of our episodes from last week, so I apologize. So I don't know what you guys covered on the movie side of things last week. Hope it went well. I'm sure it did. I was on a cruise. So I don't have much to talk about when we get into what we've been up to. Actually, I did see a couple movies.
I think I made a joke about how you and your Giants receivers were on a boat.
Yeah, that was a failure. Oh, anyways, so let's get into the movie cast. Let's see, kick it off with bet stuff, because I'm back and I want to talk about how I'm going to be right. Vincent D'Onofrio. Is that D'Onofrio?
Close enough.
Whatever.
All I know is D'Onofrio is how I say it for – I have people at my – where I work that are called – that's their last name, and that's how they pronounce it. So anyways.
Sounds good to me.
has given his opinions and thoughts about the Kingpin appearing in the Marvel Universe movies, and obviously it does not look good still, as we've talked about millions of times.
It's more than his thoughts and opinions. He pretty much has heard that it's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've gotten a lot of wishy-washy answers, and in fact, I've heard some rumors about Defenders trying to tie a little more in to the Marvel Cinematic Universe because they're such a big team, but it doesn't sound like that's the case with this.
What do you say?
I basically said that there's so many characters in the Marvel Universe and the Cinematic Universe, the TV Universe. He's like, there's not enough room for them to exist in both.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's essentially
something
that's
in my throat.
That's not word for word. That's paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he has said.
Like he
says,
knows.
He says it's pretty much said that it's not going to happen to him, at least not for a very long time. Kevin Feige, whatever his name is, explained that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What's his name? Just has to die.
Perlmutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to die.
Yeah.
What does he have to do with it?
He's the one that's blocking it all.
Blocking everything.
How?
He's the one that says you can't have the Marvel TV stuff in the cinematic universe for the most part.
Sounds like it's your friend Feige to me. He doesn't. That guy doesn't have any power anymore.
Well, no, Perlmutter is the main guy. He's the head CEO of Marvel.
He's the head of the television.
He's like all of Marvel, I thought.
No, well, not anymore. Oh. So Kevin Feige bitched so much to whoever their boss was that
he went above his head, right.
He went over his head. Now Kevin Feige is head of the movie division, and Perlmutter is the head of the television division. And because of all that shit, they're like not playing nice.
Perlmutter is the guy. Like Perlmutter is a douche.
He is a douche.
Mentioned it before. He is the guy that took Black Widow out of her own action figure and put Iron Man in because he didn't think a woman action figure would sell well.
That really has nothing to do with it.
I'm just saying, that's the kind of person
he is. We're just explaining he's a questionable.
The point is, though, like, I'm sure he would love to have his movie people in the movies, but I don't, I mean his TV people in the movies, but I think it's the other way.
No, he wouldn't.
Why wouldn't he explain?
He is the reason.
He's fucking bitter.
He's bitter.
He's the reason, though.
The TV needs the movies more than the movies need the TV characters.
He doesn't see it that way. I mean, that's it's obvious to you and me, Mike, but it's not to him. Like, and he's
that's the problem. They're not like yes,
there's
they,
like a
you're
good
right.
YouTube
it is that way, but it
too,
they're very good. I mean, they're doing a good job with the TV side. But
The Netflix side, Shield's a little more debatable, but everyone forgets it exists.
Yeah. Well.
By the way, there's been some talk about the chances of it being picked up next year as well, so which means it might not happen.
It's getting picked up, Mike. It's getting picked up. There's no
article in Entertainment Weekly that said it's pretty much a done deal.
Yeah, it's getting picked
up. Let's see. It's awfully early to talk about chances for something that's definitely getting picked up.
Anyway, yeah, We'll see. I mean, we'll see how the second half of the season goes, which I have not seen this episode yet. I should have today, but today was spent trading things in at GameStop and other stuff. So, which we'll maybe talk about in the games cast if we have time. So, by the way, if you're watching this on the viewer or you're listening, our games cast will be our of the year coming up. So if you only listen to like one games cast, you can tune in and hear what our best of the years are after this episode or before it, whatever you listen to. I don't know what order you listen to them in, but it's coming up today. So we have other news in I guess Netflix universe of Marvel because they can loosely say things about the cinematic universe, but can't actually say anything directly. Anyways, the Defenders series, which we've started to see a lot of promos for now, a lot of magazine releases, looks like will be arriving sometime in June. So, good news.
Oh, wow. It's sooner than expected.
It's coming up quick. I kind of, Iron Fist is March, right?
Yeah.
I think it's early March.
There's not enough time in March for anything.
There's not enough
time.
If you don't buy a system there's no reason to buy, then you should be good.
We're going to get to that. Hold, whoa. Everybody hold.
A lot of stuff coming
out
in March.
Breaks. This is the movie cast.
I know, that's all. That's
what's our safe word again? What's our
teaser safe word? A teaser for later.
Do we have a safe word? I thought we came up with one.
We did?
I thought we did.
Pineapple.
You're not thinking of with your girlfriend?
No, we talked about this.
Is it like coffee?
Coffee might be. We can make it
coffee.
Coffee
is the
word. Our new safe word.
Coffee, okay? Coffee. Defenders also will be taking place a few months after Daredevil Season 2 ends. So
wow,
it's going to be the
not a prequel.
Very close. Yeah. We knew that, but 2 months. Like,
so when does Iron Fist take
Iron
place?
Iron Fist take place.
It'll probably be a prequel.
I'm getting this news about Defenders. I'm not hearing much about Iron Fist.
I mean, Iron Fist is in the Defenders, so...
Yeah, and I mean, it's cool that we're getting this news for Defenders. And I'm actually happy we're not for Iron Fist, because I'm looking forward to that quite a bit right now. And I'm like, kind of want to go into it blind.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather go into it blind.
I have them queued up. I have Marvel Unlimited, but I chose not to read those. I'm sticking with the Star Wars stuff right now. But I'm trying to just... Because it's so close. I have that rule where once it gets to a certain time, you can't read things before you watch them. So, I think taking place a few months after. Wow. Sorry. I'm still on vacation.
Rusty.
Yeah, rusty. I think it's a good idea. It's kind of giving us Daredevil 2.5, right?
Well, I mean, it makes sense. It's the most logical place. You wouldn't want to do it like the day after the end of season 2, because...
Well, it could take place like any time.
I know, but I mean, like, like it to be removed enough where, like, there could be some things that have changed a little bit, like some sense of time that has passed, but not so much that it's like, oh, we missed stuff. So I think 2 months is a pretty good setting for after season 2.
Yeah. I'm going to move on to this next
video. Punisher coming out this year, too?
They haven't announced it, but we are assuming. So I'm guessing a November launch.
I mean, if Defenders is June, then yeah, I would imagine something would be in the fall.
By the way, following through with my 3-a-year statement. I said it. I did. All right.
You also said Daredevil season 3 was
season
coming
three.
Last. By the end of this month.
Right. I keep you right all the time, or else nobody would look good next to me.
How generous of you.
I know. This I don't like. I want to talk about this next news with Cumberbatch. Okay. Cumberbatch, like, he has like no time for Sherlock ever, right? The Sherlock series. That's where I know him from. And it's a great series, but it's on season 4 after like 10 years because he's always so fucking busy. I'm happy that he still does it, but it's ridiculous. Like, they always have to delay production. And now we're getting this news that early scenes in Infinity War being shot, like a lot of them are going to be shot without him, and they're going to have a stand-in, his normal stand-in then, who kind of replaces him on certain scenes and stuff on set for Doctor Strange.
Kind of a stunt double, you know? Like,
that's what it is. Well, that's what it's going to be, essentially. So he's going to do a stand-in for him, and then any sequences where you can see his face, they're going to reshoot when Cumberbatch is available.
Okay,
doesn't that seem, like, tedious? Like, I just...
Everything about the film industry.
You're under contract for a movie and you're not available? Like,
I think they probably knew this going into their time, when they signed him up. It's like,
oh, I know.
And they also like it. The bigger the name in their movie, the more things he's in, the better.
It's so frightening. Mike, they don't hire big names.
They do now. They hired Scarlett Johansson, first of all, for their only female character. He was like the biggest actress at the time. Robert Downey Jr., despite what you guys think, was a pretty big name beforehand.
He wasn't, but go ahead.
Edward Norton.
Yes, he was. He had like a 30-year career before that.
He was a kind of... Okay.
He was on the decline.
He wasn't an A-lister.
No, he was a known actor, Mike. I will give you that, but I'm not going to give you like world-renowned actor at that point. I didn't respect the guy worth a damn.
He had a few movies before that. His comeback started before that movie. Including the first Sherlock Holmes movie.
Chris Evans, big actor?
Chris Evans, no, not really.
Okay. Chris Hemsworth, big actor?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman's big name.
Huh?
Natalie Portman's a big name.
They brought Gwyneth Paltrow. All the female actresses are like the top of the list.
They have strategically grabbed big names in certain spots, but they don't go out.
All the female leads that aren't around anymore.
Yeah, well, I know. That's their own problem.
Because they're going to want to pay the men, not the women. That's how things are going in this industry.
Tom Holland. Do we know what he's been in?
No, because he's 4 years old. That's another thing.
They don't go out and grab. That's not
saying style. They do, but in this case,
you did
now
say
they can.
But you did.
But there are just as many you can name that are big names. I would agree with that.
I'm not saying that they don't shuffle it and mix it up. You need something to draw it in, but they don't go out.
My point is, Benedict Cumberbatch is probably the hottest at the moment actor that they got as far as in the last 5 years for Doctor Strange. And the fact that he's doing more stuff and getting even hotter, keeping the momentum going, I don't think they're going to mind that. Or they knew going in and they knew that was part of the deal and it's fine for them.
Okay. All right.
It's a character that needs a big name, I think.
I mean, here's the thing for me. It's a double hit for me because of how frustrated I've been with the lack of Sherlock Holmes releasing. And then,
to be honest, I thought season 3 was kind of shitty.
Yeah, but that's also, there's such a gap in between when they shoot. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I know. I'm just saying, I didn't really care for it. I think it's a good show, but it's not really.
I really enjoyed that show, seasons 1 and 2. It's great, in fact.
But in any case.
Go on. All right, so what do we have for DC? Because I like to put some DC news on. I have one thing on DC. Bruce Wayne exists on NBC. There it is. I can say it because he's by name stated, and this woman goes to work for his company in the show Powerless, which is coming to NBC, the comedy.
And it's like his cousin or something
cousin,
is a character.
Cousin Bambi. Yeah.
This is so stupid. I don't know why this exists. Also, now DC.
You tell me how it is they can attach Bruce Wayne's name to something like this, but you can't.
They never show him, then it's fine, I guess.
Because they know this is going to get canceled after 1 year, so no one cares.
I guess
less than 1 year, maybe.
Guess you're right.
On NBC, where they need to do bigger numbers than, say, Fox or CW, there's no way this will last more than its initial run. This is a disaster. Yeah.
I don't.
And it also spreads DC's, TV offerings between, three different channels now.
Yeah.
And there's no... I don't know what they're doing.
Not anymore, Jim.
It was four. Now it's three again. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. You're right. This is not going to last the show. I'd be shocked if it makes it. I'll watch the first episode. Check it out.
The premise is just like the least interesting thing I can think of as in the superhero universe.
But if it's funny, it can pick it up. You know what I mean? Like it's a comedy. So
I know that, but still.
Now, NBC has not had a good history of comedies except for one. So
we're spending so much time on this topic.
We are spending 1 minute. I've been tracking it. We are spending 1 minute. I'm counting.
That's more than it deserves.
1 minute.
More than it deserves.
Lord. And now
more
it's an extra 20 seconds because I'm arguing about the time we spent on it. I was ready to move on. Game of Thrones. They keep exploring options for spinoffs, and it's probable, more than likely, and I'm guessing yes, we're going to get
prequels. I mean, does HBO like money? Does George R. R. Martin like money? Okay, it's happening.
Well, he's not making money off of his book. He's not fucking finishing it.
Well, that's because he's making TV shows, Jim. That's ridiculous.
Sorry.
We know this.
I'm happy to see a prequel series based on the
I'd be more happy to see the books, like you were saying, Jim. But
No, but I am happy to hear that they would do a prequel. Like, we can get some stuff from the, Baratheon, Robert Baratheon, when he's in his prime.
Well, it'd be cool to see that.
So, that's kind of a cool
the dragons and more in their prime.
All right. Let's get into what we've been up to, actually.
Do you want to touch on any of the Star Wars news?
What was the Star Wars news?
Woody Harrelson's been cast.
Oh, Woody Harrelson was cast. I forgot to put that on here. I'm sorry. Thank you for saving that, because, Woody Harrelson has been cast in the Han Solo movie. Han, Han, however you want to say it, because they say it two ways in
they
the movie.
They say it both ways in all the movies, it seems like.
So he's going to be in that movie as a sort of criminal, according to his words. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go smuggler, bounty hunter, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him being like a quote-unquote mentor to like Han or something. I could see that happening.
He's going to be his space merle to Han's star killer.
Yep, there you go.
Perfect. I don't know. It's kind of weird to hear like Woody Harrelson in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that headline also.
I mean, we also had Peter Dinklage cast for Infinity War, which I forgot to put on here.
Yeah, and no one knows who he's going to be, so everyone's assuming it's like some
Puck.
MODOK.
Small statured character like MODOK or,
I think he would be good as MODOK.
I suppose.
Yeah.
He's what?
Got the anyways, back to the Star Wars. Is that the only bit of Star Wars news that I missed?
No, there's a deleted scene that came out with Chewbacca ripping off that guy's arm, which is
I thought that was already out, though. Isn't that already out?
Well, it's trending now. I don't know.
The only other thing that I was going to mention was that Lucasfilm has no plans to digitally recreate Carrie Fisher's performance as Princess Leia.
You guys touched on that.
They're negotiating rights, I thought.
But they are negotiating. But they said that. But the latest that I saw was that they have no plans as of right now.
That also doesn't rule out the fact that they'll put a recast the role.
There's no way they're going to do that.
There's no other Princess Leia.
I know.
Unless they make a prequel and then get some dumb kids.
There's already precedent out there to have like digitally recreated characters. They've done it already with her.
I know. And people were upset about that. Like, I was not upset about characters getting recreated digitally. Like, I thought they looked pretty good, actually. So, as long as her family gives the consent, I say they do it for episode 9.
I was wrong about that whole thing. Like, I always thought that they owned the character. They could do whatever they want with the character. But back to the future, they proved me wrong.
Yep.
People are also upset
Crispin Glover? That's his name?
Yeah.
People were also upset about Tina Fey like looking like Princess Leia in SNL this week. For Felicity Jones, showed up on SNL and they had a sketch. Well, actually, the opening thing where she comes like holographic wearing the white thing. She's like, "No, I'm not a princess. I'm just wearing a scarf." But obviously, what she was supposed to look like her, and some people didn't like that.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like. Yeah, it's tragic. I didn't get to give my opinions on that. There's no opinions. It's tragic. It's just it sucks.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I hope that I don't know. I hope I hope they can use her in episode 9 because they have a lot of story left. They said, and her biggest part of her story is in episode 9. So movies will take a hit.
I don't want them to kill her off, like for some reason. I'm done,
and I had this conversation actually. Talking about what I've watched, I watched The Force Awakens again on the cruise. And I had that conversation with
your roommate,
with my roommate, Zach, I completely lost what point I'm getting to. My mind is wandering.
Princess
Where am I going with this?
Leia and her
You're still on the cruise.
And... All right, it's gone. What else did you do, Jim? What have you been up to?
Wow.
You watch The Force Awakens.
I have to go to work tomorrow for the first time in a month. Anyways, what else was I on? On the boat, I watched, I watched Jason Bourne.
My worst movie of the year.
Yeah, you know what, Corey, after rewatching again, like, it was, I didn't want to give the story and the movie away to my friends that went with me on the cruise, but they wanted to watch it. So I was like, well, we were running late. And I'm like, guys, if we're 20 minutes late, it's really – that's the best hint I gave them. I'm like, it's really not going to matter. So we sat down and watched it, and I watched that thing, and I'm like, man, this movie sucks. Like, I liked it, I thought, in the theaters, but I think it was more of the nostalgia it kept with me when I watched it again, I'm like, I can't even watch this movie now. It's so boring. I was on my phone. Like, they're watching. I'm just, like, on my phone. I had at least the social stuff, so I was looking at Twitter and stuff like that. So, but, man, terrible movie, terrible movie. And
nothing matters. Nothing happens. No. Nothing matters in that movie.
Nope. And they don't explain things properly. They just, like, throw people in. It's just, it's bad.
What movie is this?
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
Oh. I didn't hear the Jason Bourne. I thought we were talking about Force Awakens. It was like, well, I mean, I didn't enjoy it as much on a rewatch recently, but I was like, I want to go this far. Like,
well, they had, I was trying to get them to go see Rogue One with me because we had an IMAX theater on the ship. So that would have been cool to see, but it was like $13, and I already seen it twice. So
you had to pay to see it on your fucking
theater? Well, it's an IMAX. It's an actual movie. Yeah, it was a real legitimate IMAX theater. So, but I didn't get to see anything like that. And like I said, I was on the boat, so.
There's so much to do on a boat.
not TV related on the boat. So that's about it for me, really. I got back and haven't really watched anything. I've basically been sleeping.
Vacations wear you out, man. Yeah. Really, like, you got to recover from a vacation.
You need a vacation for your vacation.
Yeah.
Or you're frozen for me.
Yeah, I'm frozen for me too.
All right, well, everybody gets the shot of Corey just staring blankly there.
I can't even see him anymore. He's a squiggle.
Oh, is he? There he goes.
Oh, there he goes. All right.
Hopefully you come back up. There we are.
I mean, my audio didn't cut out, right?
What else did I watch? I don't know. You guys can go on. If I remember something else, I'll bring it up. Right. But Mike, what have you been watching?
Well, I did get a chance to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Good return?
It was all right. Did anyone else see it?
Anybody else watch it? Yeah, I haven't gotten to see it. Tim, my brother watched it. I just haven't seen it yet myself.
Yeah, it's back first now because there's no Agent Carter. We normally would have had to wait till like late March for this. So, yeah. And now it's the first show back, which is funny.
Yeah.
So who knows when they're going to finish up this season. It could be early. But
it'll take a long break, Mike, at like February. It'll take another couple weeks off.
There'll be like two or three episodes, and then it'll be like goodbye for a month. Yeah. But things happen. they sort of make what's going on seem a little less cliche. And we're just getting the beginning of this. But it was all right, I guess.
It's just starting a new story, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an Ultron-like thing. Because, I mean, it just seems like they're going down that path. That's what it seems
like to me, yeah.
Maybe. You have to wait till the end of this episode. Okay. Things might not be what they seem.
Zach hadn't seen Civil War yet, so we watched Civil War.
What?
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's a fantastic movie, watching it again. That holds up perfectly. Like, just seeing it now the fourth time for me.
Three of us had it as our movie of the year, but...
I still will stand by my movie.
I know, I'm just saying. Yes, we agree. That is a fantastic film.
It is.
Yeah, you don't have to convince us, asshole.
Anyways, go on, Mike. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
It's all right. I watched two-ish more episodes of Clone Wars, but I'm still in the first season. Something with Jar Jar in it, although the episode itself wasn't too bad.
You just gotta get through season one. Like, really, just you can skip things, Mike.
You probably could skip season one, actually.
Yeah, no, you guys keep telling me that, but like, that's not.
I have to get back into. I do want to get back into Rebels. Because I saw some stuff from the second half of this season and it looks fucking awesome. So
usually the end of the season is awesome.
Let's see. And what else did I watch? Like I said, I mentioned Felicity Jones was on SNL and it was a really bad episode and she wasn't so great. She seemed pretty nervous. But that's neither here nor there. So, but that's all I've watched.
Tony?
Nothing movie or TV show related. A lot of awesome games done quick in the past week, but it's over now. So,
oh, there was a really good post on Reddit that had like the guy listed all the different ones by category. Like, these are ones with great commentary. These are ones like of really tough games, and like it was pretty interesting. I'll post it in the Slack chat.
Oh, I see someone shared this news that I just saw on Facebook.
I'm reading it right now. This quote is terrible.
Well, as for me, I watched The Nice Guys with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, like, the premise of the movie is really great. I think Russell Crowe is awesome in it. But Ryan Gosling's character is so unlikable.
I don't like Ryan Gosling. I just don't like him.
Too. It's just like he's supposed to be this private eye, and you'd think that he would be like Michael Scott, like just be the worst guy, but actually be able to do his job well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael Scott's actually a good salesman when it comes to it. But this guy just basically does things all by accident. Nothing is because of his detective ability. It's so like annoying. And they put these like story beats in that you think are going to pay off later, and then they never do. And so it was just a weird way for the movie to go. But it's got Keith David in it as well, and he was awesome in that movie.
Captain Anderson.
He is always awesome. So it was cool. Interesting. It was a Shane Black film. He did the couple of Robert Downey Jr. movies like Iron Man 3 and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yep.
But it didn't take place during Christmas, so I guess that's not something that he always does. Anyway,
it's not a Christmas movie then.
Nah. But I think that's pretty much the only thing of note. I mean,
I saw Magnificent Seven. I forgot to mention.
Oh, okay. So. I wanted to ask you about the ending. Like, does it feel weird? Like, it just ends.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit like they had this great plan, grand story, and then it kind of was like, oh shit, we gotta end. It's like the guy's like, yep. Let's go.
Maybe we're like, wait, where did our money go? Oh shit. No, okay. Yeah.
It was good. I liked it. I just felt like the ending was kind of like abrupt and.
And then like, where's our money?
It's
so weird.
But I don't know. All right. I think that's going to wrap up the movie cast. Anybody else got something? Oh, we have the Wonder Woman news that just got leaked.
Breaking news. Bum, 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 bum.
Breaking news coming from...
from someone who I swear must not be paid by Disney.
An insider?
What? Yeah.
Are you really going to call this person out? Like, because of... Are you really going to say conspiracy?
How is every single DC movie before it comes out, you don't find it the least bit suspicious that every single movie before it comes out in a way that would affect the opening weekend, someone comes out, oh, this movie is awful. Every single one. You don't find that suspicious.
No, because all of them have been awful.
Guys, you don't find it weird that just before a movie launches, people review it and they give their fucking
opinion.
This isn't a review? This is an inside source again.
This is fine. The movie's a month away, isn't it? Like, isn't it like mid-February?
Not a review. Read it. It's not a review.
It's like February, March.
It's June. It's like June. 5 months away.
This is like five
it's in
months
June,
away.
Dude.
What is people aren't even going to remember this leak. Are you kidding me? Like, this is ridiculous.
They are. People are going to point. Movie. They're already pointing to it.
All right. What is the story? What is this?
Find this?
Leave DC alone.
Okay. So according to Sasha Pearl Raver, who is a host at Schmoes No Show, basically an inside info has seen the movie, or at least a decent chunk of the movie, and claims that it's discombobulated and not a great movie. The trailers have led fans to believe it might be. So,
he's seen part of the movie, and it's discombobulated. That's funny.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, take it with a grain of salt. But I can tell you that the track record has not been good for these movies. I can tell you that when your own actor, Ben Affleck, I believe, quoted saying that the DCEU, the DC movie universe, will get rebooted with Justice League, he doesn't have much faith in this movie either, if he's already talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff from Ben Affleck was kind of damning, too. I was like, oh, God.
The guy is so noncommittal to directing Batman. He just, because I think he knows that this is a train wreck and he should get the fuck off before it wrecks. Like, well, it's just on its way. It's speeding down the tracks. Wow. He's like, I right now we're only going 60 miles an hour. If I jump out of this train, I might survive. But well, if I'm on this thing when we're going 100 and I try to do that, I'm a dead man. That's what he's going through his head right now. And I'm siding with Affleck.
The thing
saw him on Jimmy Kimmel, actually, I think Friday or something. And he said, yes, he's directing it, but they just like put a script together and out. And he says, you know, he did that fly-by-night movie, which apparently bombed hard. We didn't talk about the box office,
Live by
the
night,
way.
Oh, shit.
Live by
the box office.
Yes. That bombed really hard. But he made that himself because he wanted to make like a 20s gangster movie. He's like, no one was asking for that. But everyone's like, oh, Batman. He's like, yeah, it's coming. But, you know, things have to put together.
Somebody asked him that in an interview.
Yeah.
But, yeah, his other movie really bombed hard, so... He's going to want to stick around for some sure money, even if it's not good.
I don't think Ben Affleck is really hurting for money.
I know, but you don't want to, like, just...
I think that he probably is just, like, looking at how things were put together, and it's like, man, I could have just done so much better.
Yeah. No, well, I think he continues this.
I honestly think that's his attitude right now.
It's he's like, going to waste years of his life. I mean, there's going to be, what, at least another Justice League movie, one or two Batman movies. That's like you're looking at 10 years right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think he wants to waste 10 years of his life anymore.
He's hoping for mediocre. Like, Mike, you can't even say, like, Batman versus Superman, if you're going to say it's not a bad movie, you have to say it's a mediocre movie. You can't say it's...
No, okay. For sure.
So you're going to waste 10 years of your life for mediocre?
For that money, yeah.
Because they're not getting...
That's a beat Batman, yeah.
Well, we know.
Like, even... Yeah.
Not to mention people like, already I, like him
even
as Batman. I'm a little less high on him as Batman than other people are. But most people seem to really like him as Batman. Listen, even though the movies were...
Like, I hate Ben Affleck. I think he's a terrible actor. Okay, let me go. Let me talk. I hate him. But even I understand the fact that he's legit. Like, I hate him. He's a fucking terrible actor. Tony's laughing. Anyways, even I will admit right now, right to everybody listening, that I understand that he's a big comic book fan. He loves superhero stories. He is dedicated to those roles. So, like, he's wishy-washy on this because he knows it's not good and he's not doing the character justice.
I think he just wants a good script before he starts directing. That's all.
He doesn't like. He's not going to just do whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not doing this though for the paycheck, Mike. Is what I'm trying to say. He's not.
I know. You're talking about investing 10 years or something. You know, it's a little easier. Just like you know, you talk about those professional athletes. Do they take the higher contract or not? They have all this money. Who cares? They normally take the higher contract, even with all the money.
Yeah,
they're
but
not hurting for
have
money.
Like a short like lifespan. Ben Affleck has had a career. I guarantee you, that dude is not hurting for money.
No, he's not. And he's not
there are people that have made bad investments, though, but he's not one of them. I don't think.
Yeah,
I mean, they're like Nicolas Cage is not good with money.
I would say Wesley Snipes.
Worse with money.
Not very good with money either.
Well, he was bad at being. Like, discreet about it. He got caught.
So, like, can you guys even, like, in faith go see Wonder Woman at this point? Like, really?
This is not an opening night.
First of all, I don't care about the character as much, so I wouldn't
go that's see sex, it because that's sexist, character. Corey.
Yeah,
sexist.
I know. Yes, we all don't care that much. It's sexist.
I had to give Mike shit for it. I had to.
Yeah. But, I mean, listen, you people. No.
People,
I mean, this may be a controversy or news to people. People identify with people more like them than unlike them. I know it's shocking. So, this movie, though, I mean, this is the big deal where DC has its only advantage over Marvel, perhaps. The female demographic of, finally, the prototypical female superhero. So, that's why a lot is riding on this movie. And if it does bad, then maybe more people will care about Captain Marvel. That was not even an intentional mistake. That was a real one.
So wait, so who are people going to relate with when Wonder Woman is supposedly made of clay and lives on an island filled
no
with...
No one cares about that. It's still a female superhero.
What was your
superhero.
Point of relating? Just because they have the same genitalia?
Well, that's all it takes normally. Yes. Wonder Woman. She's the prototypical female superhero. Because she has a like Greek backstory, that means like
I mean, I would agree with Mike here where like people relate to Harley Quinn, but please, relationship problems, hashtag whatever that is. Or relationship goals and shit.
Yeah.
Like
I mean you guys relate to the Spider-Man. Did you guys get bit by radioactive spiders? What kind of nonsense is that?
I never said that.
The best kind of nonsense?
Right. I think Mike's just saying that being made out of clay does not
anything to
shoot.
But no, it's a lot is riding on this. This could be like really big,
unfortunately,
like
it's the industry.
Movie. Although Suicide Squad kind of was too, and that's why that did better than I thought because you know the female demographic loves Harley Quinn.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would actually put
this is the advantage.
Harley Quinn is the number one female for DC. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. She is. Yeah. She's, like, got their third best-selling comic book.
Yeah, and she's getting her own movie that's going to happen, or at least...
She is. I mean, I think they're doing that Gotham...
Birds of Prey. Aren't they doing that?
No, it's called... I think it's Gotham something. Oh. It's going to be Catwoman, Ivy, and...
Well, it's like their Birds of Prey kind of thing, so...
Birds of Prey is...
But, like, all right, so what if this movie does bad, though? What if it does... What if it's
well,
bad?
Then... But Tony,
what does it mean?
Then it just proves everyone right, Tony, that female-led characters do shit in the theater.
The only way this can do bad, this is the only way this can do bad, Tony, is there's a plot from Disney to block the fact that this movie could do well. Mike, you hear how ridiculous that sounds.
How ridiculous that sounds. You don't find it suspicious that before every one of these movies, this insider comes out and says, oh, these movies are horrible disasters. How many other movies get that treatment? How many other movies, good or bad, either way, how many other movies get that treatment? And what's common with them? Tell me that.
Well, I can't on the spot. I can come up with movies that have leaks for saying this movie is a disaster and it's not DC related. That's happened a lot.
How? Really?
Yeah.
When? Who? Tell me.
I can't come up with one now. We'll have Dead Air. But I'll come up with one for next week.
I just find it suspicious. But that's not even the point. What do you mean by does badly? Is it critically panned like all these movies are? Or
both.
Is it like a bomb? Because these previous movies did good enough.
Both.
And actually Suicide Squad did better. So do you really think there is a chance that Wonder Woman would be a financial flop? Is the real question here.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is a financial flop, though? Like, 150?
Like, they can't make their money back.
Marketing has been extremely strong, but I don't think making your money back is a mark of success. Necessarily.
It's potential earnings, because, again...
We have used that, though. We have used that in terms of sales. Because,
again, I'm going to reference an old argument we made years ago when Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out. I said Sony's fucking done with the franchise because they're not making the money that they need to be making to warrant like the production budget of it. And lo and behold, they're not making Amazing Spider-Man anymore.
Mike, would you call Transformers 2 that movie a flop? Yes.
I don't know because I didn't watch. Or did I watch that? I did
watch that one. You hated on that with all of us, except for I know Tony, that's your passion. Whatever. I'm not using that as a perfect example because it made bank like crazy, and that's
so,
the point.
Yeah, it's not a flop,
but it is.
No, it's not a flop. Then
it's a flop. It was not a good movie.
Critically, it doesn't matter. It's not a flop.
It's a critical flop.
They're still making Transformers movies. That's the question you're bringing.
Yes, they are.
Should they continue to make? You want to say if Wonder Woman does bad, they should just scrap everything.
Yes.
I'm saying it's unlikely to happen because it's still going to be good enough financially.
They're not going to – listen, they're behind their franchises compared to Marvel.
What gives you any faith, Jim, that DC is going to do anything right with this series at this point? I thought Batman v Superman was fine. I like Suicide Squad.
There are aspects of these movies that I like. Yeah. I don't want to have to wait another 10
years. That's what I mean. Why do you think that they would stop what they're doing right now? Because a couple people are upset about it? The majority of the people are going to see
it. Dude, Batman v Superman didn't even do $1 billion.
I know.
$1 billion.
I understand, but they're not going to do
the last movie that did $1 billion.
I don't know if they're stopping anytime soon. They're going to make... They're going to make the Flash movie. They're making Justice League movie. And they're making the Aquaman movie. Like, all these things are already going to happen. I don't see them not making these movies at this point.
Well, I mean, they put too much into
it. I'm not saying they're going
to
be good. I'm just saying
they're making enough money.
Wonder Woman is not going to stop these movies from being made.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying you are. I'm saying Jim is.
There's almost no way.
$1.132 billion Civil War, Mike.
Okay.
Dawn of Justice did 872. Mm-hmm. Their big movie with their two biggest heroes that exist in DC did not get a billion.
Yeah, it's their second movie compared to like their 13th on the other side.
Avengers opened up at over a billion. That did okay. So
that was their like that was built for like 5 years to that.
Okay,
point.
So because Marvel had a plan and they built their franchises, like I just said.
So
this is
what's
why
your point, Jim. Your whole point is like
why do you need to compare them to? Forget Marvel exists for a second. DC's making their own movies and they're making enough money.
Like Marvel does exist. That's the point. They have their shit together with their franchises. They have a good quality control system that's actually better than Star Wars. It's actually they have a better quality control. They have a great tons of projects going on that is
and lying about how they're related to each other too.
Okay, I'm not saying that's not a problem, Mike. I'm just saying that their shit is far more far together than DC Universe, which has
an actor
who's playing their biggest hero who doesn't know if he actually wants to be the director or the writer or the hero even.
I think you're wrong on that at all points, but like, he sounds like he wants to be doing this, but he just doesn't have the script that he wants to make it. He's not going to make a terrible movie.
I understand that.
This has to go in production soon, dude.
Yeah.
I know.
And like, it's not like they have the time to like just like, fucking dick like, around.
Like we have seen a lot of very good – one of the earliest successful comic book movies is Batman. Like we have seen good Batman stories over times where there are shit superhero movies. Like the formula is there. They can even rip off. Like you can start taking some other ideas from other good comic book movies now. There's enough out there. Like if you can't get a good story for Batman – there's a problem. That's my point.
There's been a lot of Batman stories that the public has already seen, though, at this point.
You wouldn't go see Batman versus Joker again. Like, some movie based on that. We all would.
But not this Joker.
We'd still go see it, Mike. We'd still go see it.
See, of course I'd go see it.
Exactly. Like,
I wanted to see
it. I fucking saw freaking... Arnold Schwarzenegger is Mr. Freeze. I don't see anything Batman's in.
There are so many good Batman stories that you can just take from that would translate to the movies because he's a character. He's a character that is proven to be easy. Not I don't want to say easy.
Jim, you're like Batman. Everything you're saying is like contradicting yourself though because like obviously Batman v Superman you didn't like that much. So like so you're telling them just throw them on screen and people go see it. But they'd be like, but this is so bad, people aren't going to see it. Like, yes,
right.
You can't
that's
do that, Jim.
How terrible that movie was.
My entire point is talking about the disjointed, discombobulated, unorganized crap we're getting from the studio. That's what I'm talking about. Like there's no direction. Like they would do well to wipe the slate clean and start from scratch.
But would they really do well with all the money they put in and then we'd have to recast everybody and we'd wait
like 5, 10 years?
I'm sorry
that their investment did not plan out. That happened, though.
They're making money.
I mean, the best thing that they could do
they're
is
not
do
making
a
Marvel
rebirth
money,
thing.
You're right.
And
by
then,
like,
yeah, like just
by like $20 million,
everybody.
They're not making Marvel money.
$200 million, but that's, you know, whatever. $20 million, close enough.
The percentage is the same.
No, it's not, actually.
It's like, what, we say 10% difference?
I just don't think that Wonder Woman's
going
to affect anything.
30%, 20% difference, actually. Whatever. I don't know. Let's wrap it up. Go on to our Of the Year podcast. all right. That's going to wrap up episode 327 of the Movie Cast. I want to hear from you, listeners and viewers, what you think. write us podcast at allyoucangeek.net. We didn't know we were getting into this. So. I was trying to hold this one to 30 minutes, see what happens. Write us podcast at allyoucangeek.net, follow us on Twitter at allyoucangeek, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have videos on there. Tune in next week and tune into the Gamescast and upcoming bonus round for Nintendo Switch.